Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is a glorious Friday afternoon. It really is. Congratulations, we have made it. Self high fives all the way around. Now, the last couple of days, the current governor, Ralph Northam, in addition to throwing what can only be described really in a charitable way, he threw a temper tantrum when he was asked about the disaster up there on 95, almost 30 hours in some cases where people were trapped, no heat, no food, no water. One example that I came across was somebody who didn't have their insulin with them. I mean, it was just a disaster. And Ralph Northam blamed the drivers, and I just have to assume he was stamping his feet at the same time. It really was. It was like watching a toddler being told they couldn't have a cookie. In addition to that, though, he also said, hey, we have a law here in Virginia that says your kids, they've got to wear masks inside of public schools. Now, that, as memory serves, is not exactly correct. And I thought, rather than try and explain it myself, let me go to a woman who knows this issue inside and out, because she's been fighting this battle since day one to make sure that your kids and my kids are educated properly in schools with teachers and, of course, proper precautions taken. Dr. Siobhan Donovan, State Senator Siobhan Donovan, always happy to have you here. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Jeff. I'm so glad that you called me and asked me to talk about this. I'm always happy to join you.
Well, the pleasure is ours, and I do want to give you the floor. The governor said that the code reads that we've got to have our kids wearing masks in school all the time. That's really just not correct, is it?
No. God bless his little heart, Jeff. I think he doesn't know how to read code and legislation. That is not what it says. And I think some of what we're seeing is that he doesn't know how to read the writing on the wall either. But the bottom line is that 1303 absolutely defined the right thing to do for Virginia, which he failed to define, even as a pediatrician, even though his academic professional organization said, above all, do not close the schools, the American Academy of Pediatrics. And Ralph, Governor Northam, instead of actually setting the precedent in the correct way for Virginia, confounded schools by giving them additional regulations on top of CDC guidelines, so that the schools last year, 18 months ago, when they were trying to open and they made all the accommodations to open based on CDC guidelines, all of a sudden they had layered on top of that conflicting and much more restrictive language from the Virginia Department of Health under the direction of the governor. And what that caused was the schools to close, which we all know now, which we talked about then, but we couldn't get agreement, but we all knew was going to cause the consequences it is for our children in academic loss, in emotional harm, and in some cases, many other harms because children didn't have the support systems they have in school at home, as two parents maybe had to work or maybe access to food security. In any case, Governor Northam did not set the right priority for Virginia. And so we had to do it with 1303. And the right priority is schools need to be open. And that's so self-evident. It's so clear. When you do the risk analysis, let's just say you wanted to write a column of positives and negatives. Mm-hmm. The number of risks to closing schools vastly outweighs any list you could make of COVID, hands down,
right.
Especially
right.
for children. And so 1303, the language that he refers to is in that bill, in my bill, we wrote specifically, I had them write, that school boards were to decide what their guidelines were in school based on CDC recommendations only. What that did is it protected the school boards from the governor or VDH coming out with additional guidelines. So by law, the school boards can do what they interpret the CDC guidelines to be.
Mm-hmm.
And so he is vastly misrepresenting the bill. He knows it. And I think it's just that one last air punch trying to have some sort of influence or significance when he's totally missed the boat, as evidenced by the number of parents that went out and voted for our new governor-elect because they want somebody that will defend their children and keep their schools open.
No doubt about it. State Senator Siobhan Donovan is joining us. We're talking about a particular law that is on the books now. Dr. Donovan was part of writing this, and it gives the power to we, the parents, right? It says to the school board,
correct,
you have to analyze it, make the decisions that's appropriate for your school division. So many people, and this crossed, as you know, Senator Donovan, this crossed party lines, Democrats, Republicans, conservatives, liberal, parents of all different varieties said, wait a minute, these are my kids. I do think I have some role in their education and raising them. And they turned out in record numbers to indicate that.
They really did. And we're not done. I'm excited to say we're beginning to make this better. We have a new Secretary of Education that is, I think, going to be brilliant on not only making sure our children are not in the bottom tenth of the country's performance for reading and math, mm-hmm, but that we're going to have schools that are accountable for outcomes and success of our children and are also accountable to the parents. And,
yeah,
you know, this, That's the part that's going to be still an uphill battle. There's been such a long, steady, kind of perspective that education is for the elite educators, mm-hmm, to decide and condescend to those that wish to receive it,
right,
as it should be based on, you know, their brilliance.
Yes.
And, you know, that is just not the way that it is. I think we have some pretty good metrics. We know that kids need to have reading, writing, and arithmetic in order to be able to perform, and they need to have critical thinking. And, you know, we know what the skills are of children succeeding and going on to have productive, successful lives, which all centers in so many ways around education. And those are the priorities you're going to see, and that's what's really exciting. But there are some school districts, you know, in Virginia that really, really have some challenges simply because they are empowered to not listen to the parents.
Right.
And I think that we're going to have to keep fighting to get that change, but we will eventually win, because if there's one thing you do not do is get between a parent and their beloved child who they want to protect. And
yeah,
I say that as a mom.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I can hear the enthusiasm when you speak about the incoming governor, Glenn Youngkin. We've got a marvelous incoming lieutenant governor and Winsome Sears, our incoming,
mm-hmm,
attorney general, Jason Meares. I mean, I'm stoked. I just look at this and say, yeah, we can get Virginia back on track.
We really can. And it's exciting for me. I have been in the legislature now for 6 years, and I have never served with the Republican administration. So I never realized how hard upstream I was swimming. But I have had, you know, all sorts of ways to undermine really practical legislation, like fiscal impacts that are unsustainable and other things that have come out of administrations before. But the idea that there are practical thinkers, critical thinkers that are going into these jobs that are able to not be drawn in by this narrative that everybody either has to comply with or be labeled and dismissed. Mm-hmm. It's so exciting because I've been up there for so long talking about metrics. Why aren't we measuring the, you know, how our kids are succeeding? Why don't we develop programs that hold agencies accountable for the outcomes? Why do we just keep giving more money without seeing that we're actually helping people with mental health disorders or, you know, opiate addictions or children with disabilities or, you know, whatever it is, individual education plans? It's just endless. And so now we have an administration coming in that is going to work to prove to Virginia with metrics and outcomes that we are serving you.
I love it. Well, I'm excited. I can't wait to see the great accomplishments and achievements that the Youngkin administration will make in cooperation with great legislators like you. So I appreciate you being here, and here's to a wonderful new year and a new beginning, if you will, for our beloved Commonwealth.
Amen. It's good to feel hope. It's really exciting.
Thank you so much, Jeff. Thank you. That is State Senator Siobhan Donovan. She's one of the good people up there on Capitol Square. She points out she's been fighting this fight for 6 years. And now to have this incoming administration, which you can tell very easily by the appointments that Governor Youngkin wants to make, the people who he is naming to posts in his cabinet. These are world-class people. I mean, they really are. It's just amazing the amount of talent, the brilliance that he is going to be able to harness, put it to work for us. A governor who, honest to goodness, remembers that he works for us. We haven't seen that in a long time, and I'm looking forward to it. It is 5:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.